Hi guys, this is Nadia Hilker. I'm playing Magna on The Walking Dead, and you guys are listening to The Walking Dead Talk Through. I hope you guys enjoy this podcast, and I'm sending you all my love. Bye!
Hello, my name is Cassie McClincy. I play Lydia on The Walking Dead, and you're listening to The Walking Dead Talk Through. Yay!
Hey there guys, I'm Callan McAuliffe, and you're listening to The Walking Dead Talk Through on Talk Through Media.
Hey, I'm Lindsley Register, and I play Lara on The Walking Dead. You're listening to The Walking Dead Talk Through on Talk Through Media.
Hey, this is Ross Marquand, and you're listening to The Walking Dead Talk Through.
Awesome.
Survivors, welcome to episode 142 of The Walking Dead Talk Through, or should I say Tales of The Walking Dead Talk Through. I'm Kyle.
And I'm LT.
And I'm Brian.
Yay! Brian, I'm so glad
really?
That you could join us.
You're Brian?
Yeah, I thought that this would be a good episode to talk about, so, and it's been kind of a weird week for me, some good, some bad. So, thought it would be a good time to come on and talk about this episode.
Awesome.
Because that's the way this episode was. Weird.
Yes, but good. Cool. All right. Well, before we begin, we'd like to tell everyone about our Patreon. If you want to get the episode early before the main feed hits, you can definitely do that by supporting us in the podcast by donating anything with as little as a dollar. And I do basically what we record tonight gets released basically the next day. Not really edited, so you get to hear a lot of our little funny gaffes and just, you know, some side discussions or just, you know, a lot of the humor that sometimes I have to cut out of the main show. But you can find that at patreon.com/walkingdeadtalkthrough for more. All right. So the second thing I wanted to add, though, is Emma from the UK. Like, I just wanted to let her know, you know, we do miss you, and I hope that basically they haven't released the Tales episodes out for the UK. And I guess she was saying something that's like usually Disney Plus will like carry it, but it's not available. So,
well, I don't know if she can get it. But I did see that they released episode 1 from last week on YouTube.
Oh.
That's a good question whether or not that is available outside the US or Canada.
That's usually region restricted when they do that on YouTube.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they get their act together and, you know, release it before the season ends.
Yeah.
But like I said before, when and if that happens, Emma, you can get your thoughts in for the episodes, and we'll definitely cover them here. And again, hopefully they do get that before episode 6 airs.
Or you could always get a reasonably priced region free VPN.
Well, I did offer to let her, if she wanted to use my AMC Plus account, because I don't know if that might somehow be available there, since I know they can. Isn't AMC Plus available in the UK? I could be wrong, but I figured it probably could be, but you still have to pay for it.
They might ask questions of what you were doing in England.
Well, I do have some friends there. I could just say I was visiting. But then also, if it didn't work, she'd have to get a VPN.
Yeah, originally, I know that, like, The Walking Dead used to appear on Fox in Europe, but, you know, that's, I think, now part of Disney.
Yeah.
So
it's well,
yeah.
We miss you, Emma, so hopefully things work out. All right, well, that gets us, we didn't have any feedback from last week's episode, so that gets us into this week's episode, Tales of the Walking Dead, Season 1, Episode 2, titled Blair Gina, written by Carrie Drake and directed by Michael E. Satrazimus. Description on AMCPlus.com is Blair and Gina, hostile co-workers try to escape the city and each other at the apocalypse start. All right, well, that leads us into our ratings, and kind of a mixed bag this week, but I'll start with mine because I really, 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 really liked this episode. So I gave it a 10, really bad cases of deja vu.
And me, upholding my reputation as the Russian judge, I gave it a 6 out of 10, still waiting for the punchline.
I really liked it. Not as much as you, Kyle, but I really liked it enough to want to come on here. So I give it 9.3 annoying nail tappers, or 9.3 cases of folie à deux, which I had never heard of before.
Yeah. But
shared personality disorder. Interesting.
Yeah, I didn't catch that until I did my rewatch and could see what was on the computer screen, which I'll go into later. Interesting. All right, well, that goes into our listener rating. So I will start with Dieta from Detroit, and she gave it a 5 out of 10, watched twice, and still didn't get it, and thinking face emoji.
And Glitch from Toronto gives it a 7 out of 10, ground zero Walker Day, or boom.
Renee from Atlanta says 0 out of 10. Another horrible episode. Shrug. I have no idea where they're headed on this new show, but I'm not feeling it at all. This crap was so deliriously crazy that I can't even take this show seriously.
Oh. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Now she has more to say in the voicemail, so I want to know what that is.
I look forward to hearing it.
Yeah, because I feel bad. But I mean, I can understand because you're not the only one that didn't enjoy this episode as much. And that comes
indeed.
LTV1. Mike from Asheville gave it a 2 out of 10. The one thing I liked was the intro. Kyle mentioned the intro on the cast for episode 1, and I wanted to give that a shout out to. So didn't really enjoy it, but yeah, the intros are definitely been fun.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, that is our listeners rating. So that leads us into our awesome sauce.
Awesome sauce!
And we'll start with Glennis from Toronto. And she said, the road out of Atlanta with the traffic jam wrecks of cars. So was it those two that caused further chaos that first Rick passed on his way into Atlanta and Rick and the gang came up? Upon in season, and it ended there, so I wasn't sure which season she was talking about. I don't know if it was the same one in season one. I tried to go back and look, but I don't think she just finished typing it. So let us know, Glennis. And Mike from Asheville responded to her feedback, and it was like, I was wondering about the overpass and if it was the same area. It seems like it could be. I mean, that's what I kind of assumed, but you know, there wasn't enough, possible. There wasn't enough of a wide shot or anything like that, and you know, it's not like in season one that they really they didn't give a like we never heard of what the interstate highway number was or anything like that. So yeah, I don't know. It's possible. I feel like if they were going to
just eyeballing it, it looked like it could be. The problem is, since how many years have gone by since they shot that scene, that the foliage may have had a chance to reassert itself in certain places, or
yeah, you know,
it may have changed a bit.
Yeah,
even though it was 2010.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and that goes on to her next awesome sauce was the date on the office calendar was 2010 when all of this started in The Walking Dead. And yeah, I noticed that too at the start, because the wall that was behind Gina and on the desk, the plaque said 2010 bestsellers with pictures of the, I guess they sell car insurance or something, or
yep.
Was there a month?
I didn't see a office, like a calendar, but there probably could have been one on a desk, and I just didn't see it.
There, there were three pictures. So if you assume that there are four quarters in a year,
right,
and those were the 2010 bestsellers, you know, perhaps they were at the end of Q3, beginning of Q4. So it would be the fall of 2010.
Right. Right. That's exactly what we thought in the past, that it was fall of 2010.
Yep. But it was still nice, a little, not like as an Easter egg, but at least kind of like making it, placing that specifically, like exactly when this was. All right. Well, that was all of our actual listeners' awesome sauce. So that will just lead us into ours. I guess, Brian, do you want to take the lead since I see your comments are first?
Well, I mean, I always love Groundhog Day / to use a couple of Star Trek references, Cause and Effect, the classic TNG episode where time keeps repeating, or the recent one, Magic to Make the Sanest Man Go Mad from 2017, where you have repeating time travel stories. And, you know, mind you, they don't always make a lot of sense outside of themselves. And I'll have more to say about that later. But, you know, if you believe the construct of it within itself, they can be a lot of fun. And I thought that this particular episode was a lot of fun. And particularly, it had a lot of dark humor in this episode. There's always an element of dark humor within the Walking Dead universe, but this kind of went another level, I think, where it played it almost like half comedy, where it's more, you know, maybe 10% comedy on the main show, you know, yeah. Or 5%, you know. It's so I appreciated the kind of lightness of it. Like, for example, when they're both, you know, trying to hold on to the tanker, when, what's her name? Blair, you know, bites Gina, in the truck. That was funny. There were a lot of scenes like that, as the time keeps looping and looping and they're remembering the things that are happening. I thought that was really good. And so that kind of dark humor I liked. So that's about all that I could say.
Yeah. I really liked this episode a lot. And it, not only because I think I've said before, I love Parker Posey. She's like one of my favorite actresses. So I'm almost kind of like obligated to watch anything that she's in. but I love that it was just so unexpected. Like when I knew that, you know, obviously saw the, you know, the trailer and, you know, seeing the pictures and all that stuff. So I was kind of going into it thinking like, okay, yeah. Okay. What's this Walking Dead story going to be about? You know, like, you know, she's in it, but just the fact that it was just so out of the bag for The Walking Dead, but it was still in the universe. And I enjoyed it so much. I'm kind of like you too, where it's like, I love that Groundhog Day, you know, like Cause and Effect. Just, I like that kind of, you know, story, or just like, you know, that kind of like little, whatever you want to call it, plot or whatever. So it was just, I don't know, like just when I first watched it, it was just like, it was almost like a shock. And then I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. I think you guys remember, I was like texting you guys and they're going like, oh my gosh, like this episode is insane. Just like so unexpected. I was like trying not to like say too much. But yeah, I just enjoyed it. And it's actually one of the episodes that I've seen more times than I normally do for podcasting. Cause I just was like, I want to watch it again. I want to watch it again. There was like part of my awesome, obviously, it's like I enjoy the whole entire episode, but doing my rewatches and then kind of catching a little bit more, it was like in the beginning when Blair was being the bitch boss to Gina, like Gina was on her computer and she had like this doc that she kept kind of like hiding and then like, you know, revealing it. And on it was like, she was like looking up like personality disorders, and then she was making a document about Blair, like listing basically personality disorders and like their definitions of like, oh, these, you know, yeah, these about Blair. So I was kind of like, okay, that's kind of interesting. But then the next time it cut back to her computer screen, that's where then all of a sudden you saw it was like another window that I guess it was like an encyclopedia or like a Wikipedia. But it yeah, was had on there as the title that Foley do. And yeah, it's a, and it listed on there too. It's a psychotic disorder in which two closely associated individuals share a similar delusional system, which then of course we end up like, okay, that's kind of the plot of this story. And then Gina also actually says that, you know, talks about, like, says that at the end, where she was saying, like, after they broke the loop, saying that they started with this chair trauma or whatever, so you gave me, like, your delusion or whatever, and we're sharing this. But then she went in kind of saying, though, that's like, oh, but then none of this is real. And then that kind of led me to where it was like, oh, well, there's possibly, like, a week in a Watt sauce in that regards, because I feel like, you know, as a viewer of The Walking Dead, you know, it's like we expected it to be like real. But, you know, in the end, overall, I still really, really enjoy the episode because it was just even how they like played it. It's like, you know, they started with the shared trauma at the gas station. And then when they watched that walker bite the woman, and of course, this was like the same one that Gina saw in the car as it drove by whenever she was like came out of the gas station. And then they even did this like kind of deal where it's like both their pigs, it was like a split screen and both their faces are just looking at this and you know, with trauma. And then that kind of basically set the like how I guess they got locked together. So I don't know. I just, the way they did it, of course, it's Parker Posey, you know, and it was like the whole thing just, it was so enjoyable to watch. So I just definitely, I mean, I would have to say my husband, who is not a big fan of The Walking Dead, because he doesn't like it, and I tried to make him watch Fear, even though I knew that he wouldn't like it, and he finally just stopped watching the show altogether. So
that's ground sort of divorce.
Cruel and unusual punishment.
Well, but now he's like, oh my gosh, he really enjoyed the last episode and he enjoyed this episode. So I think it's because of, it's not, you know, I think one of the things I am kind of starting to get with what they're doing with Tales is, you know, it's in the universe, but it's not necessarily connected directly to the main show. So they get to have, it's almost kind of like a Tales of the Crypt, where they get to do kind of like a little, hey, let's, you know, we're in the world, but let's do something fun and something different. So I kind of enjoy that after everything we've, you know, I hate to keep bringing it up, but everything we went through Fear and how there was expectations there. And then it just kind of like, okay, now this is just like not really enjoyable to watch all the time, to like going into it, knowing that I'm like, oh, it's in the universe, but like, I'm not expecting that, oh, it has to have this, where's this character, whatever, you know, and I can just have fun with it, you know, and just enjoy it. So I don't know. That's at least where I'm coming from. Alpha episode next week, that's definitely going to be kind of like the, you know, they've been harping on that a lot. So we'll see, because that's going to be more. I'm curious what people are going to react to that, because I think that's what people are maybe that don't like what's going on or what they're expecting. So we'll see. I just threw in a couple other things. There's just, again, just how they even just like handled the episode and just with the, just the little, it almost kind of, it did remind me a little bit, like a Christopher Guest movie where, you know, I mean, it's just, there's just, I don't know, like kind of over the top characters, like especially in Parker Posey's character, she's just this bitch boss or whatever. But then it was like, when she when the first loop happened or whatever, and then she shows up back at the office, like she like starts talking and starts coughing out smoke. And I don't know, it was just like that effect. I don't know. I was just like, I thought that was just so like awesome, because it was just like part of that. I don't know. It's like part of the experience she just had and the loop happening. It was still with her, but then they did the reset. And Gina was still not with her at that point, I don't think. But anyways, I just thought that was a really, really cool kind of little deal. There was just funny parts where like Gina, you know, when she calls out Blair, basically just calling her out after, I don't know, the third or fourth loop, you know, basically just telling her how selfish she is and just like all this. And then Gina turns around, or no, and then Blair turns around, tries to like throw it back at her. It's like, no, none of this would have happened, you know, if you didn't just stay at your desk. There was that scene where they were fighting on the ground at the gas station, and Gina like pulled Blair's hair out. And then she says, she's all like, oh, I'm going to give you to Jasmine. She hates this because I guess Jasmine hates her hair. Oh, I don't know. I there's so many things I could keep going on, but just like another part I think I just wrote on my notes was just the fact that like they got to that point where they were both getting tired of doing the loop. And so I guess, you know, Gina just wanted Blair to just let her go because, like, you know, she was trying to stop her from like making the tanker blow up. But then she finally, they agreed to like let Gina, she wanted to go get the tanker and then go and try to save her family like in downtown. And then Blair was like, fine, I'll let you go or whatever. And she ended up staying at the office. But then she goes out, and I guess that's, you know, we see that scene when in the trailer where she lets that walker bite her. But then again, it's like, the way they're connected, it's like that still started over. So I don't know. It just, there were so many fun little elements to this of how they played it. And then, you know, then it led to the end to where they finally work together. And then that ends up, you know, letting them move forward. And, you know, again, I didn't put in my weak or what sauce, but I'll just like the fact that they did kind of lead it to saying, oh, that this isn't real. Does kind of be like, well, wait, no, yeah, there's a little bit of a sci-fi or a little alien, you know, like some weird little cosmic thing going on with how a time loop or something like would be happening, to just be like, okay, no, it wasn't real. But, you know, we still got a lot of like fun little things of like how, you know, just the start of the apocalypse and what people were doing, and then just kind of having this fun little trip. So I'll leave it at that. That's what I really enjoyed this episode a lot. All right. LT, guess nothing from you.
I think the only thing that I thought was interesting was when you did Groundhog Day, he always started in bed. The one thing, if I thought anything was amusing about the episode, was the fact that every time they started over, they were a little more mussed than they were before. Mm-hmm. It's like they didn't start back perfect like when they did in the very beginning. It's like I noticed that Blair's hair got a little worse every time she started over. It just seemed like that it wasn't like a clean start, like when you said about coughing out the smoke.
Yeah, it was like wearing them down.
There's questions that I have that I'll bring up in a little bit. I agree with Brian. I like time loop episodes. I just didn't like this time loop episode.
Well, that's all so good.
So I've got more to say later. So
all right. No, good, good. I mean, you know, it's not like you have to, or it's like that's required. It's like,
that's correct. I don't have to.
Right. And they're doing, well, the show, they're doing something new. And so they're definitely, you know, like, I haven't seen any, like, what other, like, people have said, like, on other podcasts or, like, other reviewers and stuff like that. But, yeah, it's like, it should be interesting. Is like, does this play off, or do they end up getting more run out of the alpha story that then they end up being like, okay, we're going to be a little bit more serious.
When we get done, then I will do what I normally do, because I don't listen to anybody else until I've said my piece. And once we've recorded, then I will go out and see what everybody else said.
Yeah, that's kind of how I do it too. I just like want to wait until I've said my piece too.
And I do the opposite, but in the case of lately, I do like you guys do, because I just don't have time.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's, I don't.
That's another part too.
I don't need that. I don't need to like bring in other people to tell me what I think. I just like to listen to other people in case they bring up something that I missed.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
But it's not a requirement. And right now it's not something I could do. So I don't.
All righty. Well, okay. Well, then that leads us into our weak sauce.
You're worthless and weak.
Which we didn't get any from anybody. Everybody kind of went almost straight to feedback. So I like I said before, I'm like my weak in watts, what I just said earlier, was just kind of like that the fact that if this episode wasn't like real, you know, that their experience wasn't real, that kind of was like a little bit of a like, okay. But, you know, it's kind of like, you know, you got through all this point, you broke the loop. Now it's like, where are you going forward? You know, it's like, where you guys are going to go off into the sunset and survive together, or so anyways, it is what it is. LT, do you have anything?
I just have one thing. Okay. Just one. Why was Gina Steele in the tanker?
Good question.
She believed that was the best way to survive. I guess having the fuel, but I agree with that point because to me, that would just make her a target.
Well, and I will throw a flag on that play, Mr. Malosh, and say the truck's a diesel. The tank's okay. Full of gasoline.
Okay. Okay.
They did. Gotcha. That's incompatible fuel sources, sir.
Mm. Yes. Yeah. Flag on the play.
If she was so worried about gas, she should have gotten a jerry can and filled it up and put it in the back of her Prius.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So that she could have a can of gas to keep her shotgun company. Yes.
Yeah, I think they tried to somewhat explain it was the fact that it was like no one wants to mess with a bomb on wheels. So, like, that was towards the end.
And I would say the Lord Humongous would disagree if you're a Mad Max fan. But anyway.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I got. That's all.
That's a good point, though. I mean, I did have that question mark in my notes, too, but I was just kind of like, eh. All right. Brian, do you have anything?
As far as weak?
Yep.
No, there's some stuff that I was considering to put in weak, but I moved it to what? That's where it's going
to
stay.
All right. Well, that's where we're headed to, so let's start off with that.
What?
All right. Well, then, Brian, we didn't get any listeners' what sauce, so you want to take it away?
Oh, gee.
I know.
Look at that. Well, I guess the question is, you know, I love the concept of this, but what exactly happened here? You know, were they dead? Was this a causality loop? Was this, I don't know, more than a simple deja vu? We don't really get that answered. And I'm kind of left at the end of the episode, like wondering not so much what was the point. The point was it was entertainment, but I don't know what I just saw. So that's what I have to come back with. And that's why it's a 9.3 and not higher than that.
Yeah.
Cause I don't know. I don't know exactly what I saw.
Yeah. No, I mean, I can't disagree with that at all, because there was times where like Parker Posey's character Blair, whatever, kept saying is like, are we dead? Like, what's going on? But then it also is like, well, what's the point of you going back and reliving this and like you know, working it out to like turning into like, oh, well, it's this disorder that it's like we're sharing the same delusion and then none of this is real, to being like, well, then are you guys just still sitting in the office and we're friends and like there is no ZA? Or are you dead? Or then, yeah, what's the point? Because then it's kind of like, well,
yeah. And
where do you go after you guys just figure this out? You became friends. So I know they said, I forgot which, not the main panel, but then one of the Comic-Con talking to Terry Crews and like the showrunner and stuff like that. They kept talking about like they were exploring, you know, like just relationships and like, you know, kind of like, kind of those kind of things, but still set in this universe. So it's like, you know, they're doing stuff that doesn't necessarily have kind of any connection to the, like, to the main show or anything like that. It's just like they're just writing fun stories. So yeah, it's completely like entertainment and not like, oh, it actually has a point or purpose other than we just want to entertain you. So they did mention something about that, because I know in future episodes, like, there's a lot more, you know, even after the Alpha episode, excuse me, you know, there's like one where it's like it might be set in the future, but then it's like either set in like a different country, or, and they call it a village, you know, and it's like, I think there's been some of the, like, the previews where it's like, it definitely does not look like Walking Dead. It almost looks very like you're watching some kind of a, like, a period piece play or something like that. So, you know, we'll have to see what, you know, if everything is just going to be kind of just this whole like one-off and like, oh, we're just going to do something fun. I think someone mentioned there might be a musical, so I don't know if that's true or not, but I haven't quite caught on that. So yeah, I would say my Watt Sauce thing I'm going to add then is just kind of like, okay, showrunners and like Walking Dead universe, or, you know, Scott Gimple, it's like, what's the point of this? You know, like, is it just for entertainment strictly, or is there actually going to be more that connects us to, you know, the main show? I guess we'll find out. All right, LT, did you have any Watt Sauces?
I did. For starters, they were always way too close to explosions. I'm sorry, but if a tanker would have blown up like that, you wouldn't have your classic movie tossed through the air.
Yeah.
And while we're talking about exploding tankers, in the first part, bullets don't do that when you shoot tankers. They don't explode in a fireball, especially if you shoot them with a shotgun.
Yeah, like, I mean, they basically poke holes, right? If it makes it through all the way.
And that was just, I was going, really? Really?
Yeah.
Details. And the other thing is, at the end, it is my understanding that delivery hoses like that are designed so that the fire can't run up the hose.
Yeah.
So that if there was an ignition, that it would burn what was coming out of the hose, but it shouldn't run up the hose.
Yeah.
It's kind of like having a flame trap in a gas can.
Yeah. That was also a thing in my notes too. I didn't put it in, you know, as my watts or anything like that. But I noticed, though, when I was watching it, that, so they pull up, you know, and Gina grabs the hose and, like, you know, sticks it over the edge of the bridge and then, like, turns it on. So you see it running. And then I think it was after Blair lit the cigarette, dropped it, but it didn't go off, that it cut back again to the overhead view. And I noticed, though, that there was, like, the gas or diesel, whatever, coming out of the hose stopped. And so it was not running anymore, but it was just in that quick scene that you could tell.
They just had the big puddle that they were standing in.
Yeah. So, I mean, because I thought the first thing, too, was like, okay, well, you know, you're like dumping it off of the bridge and you're just pouring all this fuel that wouldn't, especially that big explosion, wouldn't it just travel up to the hose?
Oh, you know? Well, it would definitely flash upwards and probably ignite what was on the bridge.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just thought it was interesting that I didn't see there was a big puddle that they were standing in around the tanker.
Yeah. Because they spilled a lot.
Okay. I didn't quite see that, but I assume something like that happened because it did explode. Cause I was kind of like, wait,
well, the issue you run into, and I'm sure if there's some hose dragger out there, they'll correct me. But it's always been my understanding that the issue is not having what's coming out of the tanker explode. It's when the fire is around a tank and it starts to heat the contents, and then you have, it's called a blevy, but it basically causes the tank to rupture, which would then catch fire and explode. But it wouldn't be because of the gas coming out of it.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
And I think the last thing that I was going to mention was, obviously, Mr. DHS never did any failure drills, which I would say there's a lot of people in the Walking Dead universe that never did failure drills in those early days. They used to call them Mozambiques, but now they call them failure drills, basically, or body armor drills, mm-hmm. that you train that if you shoot and you don't get any effect from shots to the torso, then you transition to shoot for the head.
Yeah.
Because that's the one thing we've always seen in the early parts, like with Fear was like that, is that they're, you know, they're center punching them just as fast as they can pull the trigger, which of course you can't shoot zombies in the body because there's nothing in there that works.
Right.
And then, of course, you get to my thing where you shoot them in the pelvic girdle first and then shoot them in the head later, because that's a mechanical stop, which if you shoot someone in the pelvic girdle and they breaks their pelvis, then they are unable to walk, dead or alive.
Yeah.
Because it makes it mechanically impossible.
Yep. That's a good point. True.
And so
they never do it.
I will end my dark turn technical expertise.
Hey, this is good information for any kind of future ZA. Oh, all right. Well, that was all that we had for our Watt sauces. Well, we'll go into our sad and awe sauce. Aww. Nothing from the listeners. I don't really have one. I was trying to think of one if there was something sad, but I mean, I guess just, yeah, don't really have something to add.
The only things I can think of would be the kid.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it was pretty obvious that he was going to die during this. And possibly the first person that we see die, who was the person that drove up and with an obvious dead guy in the passenger seat. There was something about that that was, you know, kind of sad.
Sad, or, yeah.
Or, yeah.
Yeah, I guess now as I think about it, I mean, I guess if I was going to have to give a sad thing, I guess it was sad that that Gina never got her snack because she walked into the gas station. It was completely empty and then ended up getting stuck in this loop to basically never being able to get her snack because she forgot her lunch that day. Mm-hmm. So
trapped in a causality loop because you can't find any Fritos at the convenience store.
Yep. Oh, that's sad. LT, did you have anything?
I did. That through all of the loops, Blair broke up with Ken.
Oh, her boyfriend. Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember his name, if it was Ken or what's, I know.
Well, no, that's what.
No, it was Brian.
I was going to say, that's what, I thought that's what Gina was calling him.
The Ken doll, I think.
Your Ken doll.
Yeah, yeah.
That is what she called him, but his name was Brian.
Brian, well, Ken is fine too.
but she sent the poor pretty guy on his way to a fate unknown.
On an island, it's apparently.
Well, he has to get out of Atlanta Hartsfield.
True.
You know,
true.
God knows you can't get out of Atlanta Airport without a zombie apocalypse.
Too funny. All right. Well, is that it for our sad and awes?
It is for me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then let's get into our feedback.
We can talk about it.
We're done talking. Time to listen.
All righty. We have a voicemail from Renee. So I will go ahead and start that right now.
Hi, guys. This is Renee from Fairburn, and I'm calling in about Tales of the Walking Dead. When I tell you that my ratings is a 0 out of 10, like if I can give it a freaking double zero, it's like, what the hell? Like, seriously, OMG. I'm getting ready to use the oh hell no sauce. I fear, even though I didn't watch last season, I have never saw an episode of Fear that was as bad as this. This was horrible. This was so corny. Like, this had nothing to do with zombies. It has nothing to do with zombies. Me, I watch American Horror Stories every year. It's an anthology, and every year it has something different. But it ties everything together. You know, it's something in there that makes sense. Like, this does not make sense. This is not about zombies. And I understand a lot of people like when they do backstories, and I'm okay with a backstory as long as it has zombies in it, because this is an apocalypse and it's about zombies. This right here was freaking about, I don't know. They have an out of body experience, or she said that, Parker Posey had a personality disorder and she gave it to her, which makes no damn sense whatsoever. But I don't like it. I don't like the way it's heading. I was not happy with last week. I was not happy with this week. And if it's going to be a comedy, that's what they need to say. Because I don't think that I would find anything funny or amusing if I was in an apocalypse. You know, I was not happy with it. And Kyle, I remember last week on the podcast, well, I listened to it this week, but you said that, you know, you thought the episode was good. I have to disagree with you, my brother. This episode sucks. It was worse than last week, which you're entitled to your opinion. I know that you feel, you know, like it was good. And when I listened to the podcast, everyone else so far seemed to have liked the one last week. Not me. I didn't like the one last week, and I freaking don't like the one this week. And if this was where they're headed, they could have kept this crap, because to me, this is crap. Like, this is not The Walking Dead. I do not like that. Like, it's they're turning The Walking Dead. People already be talking about The Walking Dead and saying so many negative things, but like, they're making a mockery of The Walking Dead. Like, what the hell? Like, this week for me, when the Dragons came on, House of the Dragons came on, I was satisfied. I was happy. I'm excited because they had dragons. You know, the show is not only about dragons. It has politics and, you know, a bit of everything in it. But the show is about the Targaryens. It's about dragons. So they have freaking dragons. Like, why would The Walking Dead have someone with an out of body experience? They're working in the office. I don't like your hair. She don't like your hair. You're this, you're that. Like, I don't want that in the Walking Dead universe. You know, it don't have to be drab all the time, but it has to be about zombies because it's freaking about zombies. And not only that, this is the beginning of the apocalypse. This is like when it first happened. So it should be about zombies. Like, I don't understand where they're going. And I'm used to anthologies because I watch American Horror Stories. So again, I'm used to this. I just don't know where The Walking Dead is going. And it's like, I'm kind of getting tapped out. Like, they're going to have to do something better because this has got awful. Maybe next week it'll get better because I see, what's her name? The lady that was Oprah the Whisperer's Alpha. She's going to be in it. So, and then it's like The Walking Dead, you're coming on the same time as House of Dragons. Like, are you serious? Like, with this crap, you definitely cannot compete in no shape, form, or fashion. To me, you cannot compete at all. Like, seriously, because I watched the House of Dragons and then I waited up so that I can watch, Tales. I'm sorry. And I just was not happy. I didn't like it. And it was, you know, but hopefully it'll get better. You know, I'm going to keep riding it out. You know, that's what happened with the kids show. I liked the kids show from the beginning. Well, I didn't love it, but I liked it. It was much better than this, but hopefully it's going to get better. I don't know. I think it's only like 4 more episodes. I think it's only supposed to be 6, but LT, I just want to mention, you talked about, you mentioned Charles Manson last week on the podcast, and I just found out that the Beatles wrote Helter Skelter, and that's where he got his idea, because he thought it was talking about a race war. And I mean, I've been looking at his documentaries and, you know, reading up on him. This man was really psycho. Like, this man was straight freaking crazy. And when I was younger, I used to be so scared when I hear watch out, help to skelter. I used to be terrified. But now I really feel bad for the Beatles and Paul McCartney, because like y'all had to deal with this. And I'm sure, and I'm sure that Paul McCartney and the Beatles did not write that song for him to kill people. So yeah, I just wanted to mention that. And Brian, I was so happy to hear you. I was really surprised. I did not know that she was on the podcast the whole time. And it was like, when you just popped in, I'm like, oh, okay, there's Brian. But okay, all righty. I will talk to you guys later. And, you know, I'm not going to, I did go on the Facebook page and, you know, made a couple of comments, but you know, hey, I'm not going to do awesome sauce because nothing was awesome. None of that. Blah, blah, blah. Only thing I can do is what? Oh, hell no sauce. Yeah, definitely that. Okay. Bye.
Thank you, Renee. You get the showcase for voicemail regardless of, you know, if you like it or not like it. It doesn't matter.
I think she needs a hell no sauce.
I know. I'm going to have to add that in for next week, or at least get it in there.
Well, I have a feeling that you're gonna like next week's better, although I haven't seen next week's. Just either. The fact that it's Alpha, I think that'll be more up your alley, Renee, at least I hope so.
Yeah, I think it will be. And you know, they did kind of already hyped it enough that it's like, okay, it's going to be what I think. You know, especially some of our other listeners are like, here's an episode that's going to have like that connection to the main show, because we get more of a backstory of Alpha or D.
The best way that I can say this episode, if I wanted to describe it, it would be a departure from the normal Walking Dead episode in a lot of ways, you know.
And just for editorial content, Renee, the Beatles White Album is the one Beatles album that I have on vinyl.
Nice.
I know, Renee, you're not into Star Trek. That's fine. But one thing that can be said about like old Star Trek, not so much the, version of Star Trek that we get like with Star Trek Discovery and Picard, more like Strange New Worlds and Lower Decks, where it's more episodic. But the old shows, where the show could be a different type of show from week to week. Like, even though it was the same show, the same characters, the same like surrounding, there could be a lighthearted show, there could be a war show, there could be, you know, serial killer show, there could be, you know, Klingons fighting amongst each other show. Anyway, there could be all sorts of different genres within that one show, right? From science fiction to comedy. And I think that's what they're trying to do here. Is they're trying to do like different genres of show within the Walking Dead universe.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's, some will work for you, some will not. It's okay, you know. So
yeah, no, for it's, and that's, it's not the, you know, there's not trying to say anything like that, you know, at all about your comments, because you know, some people like it, some people don't. It is a departure, and you know, that's kind of where I'm coming from, that it's like I am like, it's, you know, I'm enjoying the fact that it's still set in the universe, so the zombies and like the, you know, this was like the start of the ZA, but I'm also enjoying kind of having a little bit of a break of like kind of the seriousness. I think I said this like last episode, that, you know, it's like, it's just, it, I don't have to really think too much about it to just enjoy it. And it's not just like, oh my gosh, it's serious. And like, oh, these people are killing them. But I mean, like, I can't wait for part three, in the final season, you know, to start up. Cause I you know, really enjoyed it, But it is kind of a nice break, and because I still think fear really was just like really a hard thing to get through, and just having a like a little palate cleanser to me is like, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Just have some fun and not have to think too hard about things and just kind of get myself prepared for
right.
season part three.
Yeah. But anyway, that's what I'll say. Hopefully you'll end up liking a couple of these episodes. I have high hopes that you'll like next week. Mm-hmm. Can't say for sure you will, but you know,
hopefully. Well, yeah. And hopefully though that, you know, they listen if this doesn't play out well and they're not getting good kind of feedback from it, that, you know, it has been talked about that we do want to see some of, like, you know, our characters' backstories or some of the, you know, like an episode about, you know, a Carol, or, you know, maybe something that happened way before that we never got to see in the show, you know, or bring back some of the older characters. It'd be fun to like see that kind of stuff. And it's still connected, it's still part of the show, but it's showing more of like stuff that we didn't get from the main show, from, you know, the main storyline. So,
yeah. Yeah. And there's definitely going to be options for them to do that. You know, especially with, World Beyond going away, but there are other shows to fill the void. Mm-hmm. But there's, you know, there's definitely the possibility of it going somewhere. And they've even said, like, if one of the episodes, you know, is a big hit, they may bring it back, you know, in its own series, or do another episode featuring those characters the following season. Yeah. You know? Who knows?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Thank you, as always, Renee. All right. Well, next is Dieta. LT, you want to take it?
Okay. Dieta from Detroit says, I like this episode less because of that continuous loop theme. It was hard to follow. Didn't understand why the two leads kept having the same loop with different endings, only for them to still not save anybody. What was the purpose of this story? They even blew up a whole tanker full of gas. Facepalm, facepalm. That could have been an asset later on, pre-apocalypse. Overall, wasn't feeling this episode. Very confusing. And kind of a meh face and another shrug.
Yeah. Yep. I could see how that could be, because it wasn't anything like we've ever seen before, really.
Yeah.
All right. Well, next comes from Mike from Asheville, and he said, this episode was not for me. Walking Dead has always been more realistic. This episode just jumped the shark. I applaud them for wanting to do something different, but maybe find a different place to do it. The first episode was both serious and funny. Then we jump to this, which is all humor and like a Twilight episode. Pick a lane and stay in it. If they want to do humor and fantasy, make a separate show for that. Usually an anthology has a connecting theme and feel to it. So far, we have two very different episodes, and maybe my real issue is that zombies were the focus of all this. Seems to be about two women needing to learn to work together. It could have been part of any other show. And next week is Alpha, which will be a sharp turn from this week. I really hope this episode was a one-off and we don't see anything like it again. But then again, I have heard there's a musical episode. I guess that's where I got her. I heard the musical part was from Mike's comic.
I don't know if that's true or not, but I guess
we'll see.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I just can't see that. If I see zombies singing, I may have to.
Yeah.
I may have to throw things at the TV.
They have to do the background part.
Yeah.
You know. It's a zombie apocalypse.
Well, there is an episode coming up called Devon that has Jesse T. Usher in it. But its description, it says something like a Norrish fractured memory thriller. So I'm wondering if that's possibly, because I mean, that to me, with after this episode and with there's not kind of any connection, that this could be. Yeah, this could be something similar like this, where it's just like a little bit like way out there, but still somehow still in the, you know, the Walking Dead universe. So I guess we'll have to wait and see. It's a few more episodes away. All right. Well, thank you, Mike. Next is Glynis from Toronto. Do you want to take this?
Yes, I'll take it. Glynis from Toronto is next. She says, I enjoyed the varying situations in each redo, all leading to the same outcome of a fiery tanker. Just watched with an open mind. I mean, it is a zombie show, which is really out there already. Indeed. The boss lady, Blair, is not caring two hoots about her employees at the beginning and slowly changing after each run through, and her getting an inkling into what another human being is going through and feeling. Just think if boss Blair had bothered to have the food dispenser fixed, her employee Gina wouldn't have needed to go to the store in the first place.
Yeah, I just put it like, because she did talk about that, because I think whenever Gina and Blair kind of like, when they were, I think they were meeting outside or whatever, and I guess Gina was kind of having that realization, like, what's going on? Like, you know, we're stuck in this, and kind of feeling the whole brunt of it. And she did go in. She was just like, I just wanted, like, I was just hungry, you know? And so I forgot my lunch, and the vending machine's broken, and I've told it to you, and you've never fixed it because you're always busy. And so I was kind of thinking, like, okay, it's like, so was it Blair who locked him in this loop because of her, like, incessant bullying of Gina? Or was it Gina's who, just because of the situation of the vending machine always being broken, and then she forgot her lunch? Like, did that set this in motion? And then, so, I don't know, it's kind of a funny way. I mean, I guess that's how you would probably think of things if you were experiencing what they were going through.
Well, I think the loop started with Blair, you know, tapping her fingernails. That's where it seemed to always start. So I think the missing lunch had already happened. Anyway, she continues. She says, that kid, like Carl, didn't stay put and slipped out of the car and so got killed as a result of sneaking into the tanker while Dad was busy trying to talk down Shotgun Gina. And Dad had just also received a Walker tattoo on his wrist, so he was going to be toast either way. So every decision you make can have an impact. As small of a decision as going to the store can have far-reaching ramifications. Good for Blair to give her cowardly boyfriend the boot. Sometimes in life, you have to get up and do, and just not sit back and watch what happens. The old person in the car looked like a walker to start off with. Gina's horror seeing the driverless car glide past was classic. Gina had the right idea from the very beginning to use the shotgun as a threat and hijack the tanker to get to her family. The different scenarios made the tanker guy a walker in one, then Gina was walker inside the tanker and shot and taken down by Blair. Blair and Gina eventually found common ground and eventually then worked together and tried to help those people on the highway by burning the walkers. That was a comical scene in a way, with the last fiery blast from the tanker, with the two of them just sitting and looking stunned and shocked, both singed and cut up and having beaten the loop. It happens a lot in the Walking Dead universe that your mode of transport gets wrecked and the only thing you can do is walk-er.
Good one.
I mean, hasn't that what I've been saying for a long time? That you can't have a car for too long because it is the Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Indeed.
Yep. Oh, gosh. Yeah. Good. That's good comments there, Glynis. I just, think that's...
As always.
Yep. It was a fun episode, but I can get why it was definitely, you know, not for everybody, and also just like completely, yeah, again, I said, it was just like way out of what we're ever used to, even talking fear-wise, you know, like, or even the world beyond, you know, it always still had, you know, that's ground in, you know, the zombies and the virus and surviving. All right. All right. Well, does anybody else have anything else to add?
Nope. I do not.
All right. Well, then that takes us into our news, ratings, and info.
There's a couple weird stories on the news.
All right. Well, Tales of the Walking Dead this week, Season 1, Episode 2, got a 0.07 in 1849 with 448,000 viewers. That actually, it ranked it 57 in the top 150 original cable telecasts. Last week was Season 1, Episode 1, you know, got a 0.09 in 1849 with 572,000 viewers. And that was actually ranked 51. So it would just almost made it into the top 50, which is what they usually kind of highlight when we look at the ratings that we look at. So I'm very curious if next week we'll go up because it's an alpha-centric episode. We'll just have to see. But I would imagine they've hyped it enough that if people are watching, you know, going to watch it. Although Renee does make a good point, though. House of Dragons is on at the same time. So I know that everybody's watching that. So that's great. So that definitely, for like, if they're counting ratings as it airs, then it's, I mean,
if anything, this is like counter programming.
Yeah.
That's nearly everyone is watching House of Dragons.
Yeah. I haven't, and I'm not sure because I don't have HBO Max, but they just sent me an email saying you can get 40% off, but you have to pay for the full year. So I don't know if I can do that. Well, yeah.
I don't have it either.
I used to have it whenever Succession was on, but then as soon as that was over, I didn't really have anything to watch, and then I basically, cut it off. And they don't do any little free, like, trials, so that doesn't really help.
Yeah, although they do you know, where they give it at a substantially reduced rate. Not free.
At this point, if I pick up another streaming service, it's probably going to be AMC Plus.
Yeah. All right. No Talking Dead, and I don't know if we'll get one. And I would assume if they do give us one, then it'll be after episode 6 or...
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, so...
It'd be more like an end of Tales preview of season 11, part 3.
Yep.
Yeah.
I put in here just like no parents because I doubt there will be, but I do check and they haven't even released the last week's
They've been kind of weird, especially I've noticed the last few months, they don't always release them.
Yeah.
The company is based in New Zealand, although they have offices everywhere. So, you know, like, who knows? Maybe this is a holiday or something.
Possibly. Although I noticed this back in Fear like a while ago where it was like it was like a couple weeks before I finally like, oh, and then all of a sudden there's like, oh, here's a bunch of them, and then I'd have to do like catch up.
Yeah, like, it looks like the last time they released any was August 6th through 12th.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Well,
maybe they've got kids that are starting back to college.
Could be. All right. Well, I don't really have any news that I had to break out. So I don't know if you guys have heard anything. Just basically, we're still waiting to hear any kind of info on Rick and Michonne. There's hasn't been any news other than obviously Isles of the Dead. I know they did already recorded their first episode, so I'm sure they've recorded more since, but
yeah,
just no details.
They have released a new trailer for the main show.
Okay.
When that come out?
It came out last week. I think they showed it during the episode. So it came out Sunday, I think. But it might not be a new trailer, but I hadn't seen it before. So
okay. Well, gearing up because that, you know, October will be here before you know it. It's definitely creeping up on us. All right. Well, then if there's no other news, LT, you want to tell people how to interact with us?
I shall. We want to encourage you to follow us on Twitter and Instagram. That's at Walking Dead TTM. To submit your theories and feedback, most people post in our designated episode thread in our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/walkingdeadTTM. You can send us email. That's walkingdead@talkthroughmedia.com. You can also use our feedback form on the webpage. That's at talkthroughmedia.com/feedback. If you'd like to leave us voicemail, remember you can call 216-232-6146. And all of our new episodes are on YouTube. Just search for Talk Through Media and remember to subscribe and click that bell to get notified when we have new videos. Those videos go out first before the podcast does.
And to support us, like and review the Talk Through Media Facebook page. You can find that at facebook.com/talkthroughmedia. And as always, the best way you can support us is in our Patreon. You can find that at patreon.com/walkingdeadtalkthrough. And we would like to thank our Patreon supporters, Mike Rollo, Scott Kerr, Renee Murray, Dieta Patterson, that guy over there, Lawrence Todd.
Hello.
And this guy, me, Kyle McAdams. Remember that Mike, Scott, Dieta, and Renee will be getting an early episode of a version of the episode this week. You can subscribe to us in Apple Podcasts or your podcast client of choice. And while you're there, give us a rating or review. You can also leave us a review at podchaser.com. There you can actually rate individual episodes or the whole podcast. And as always, remember to share our posts on Facebook and Twitter when we post them, or tell a friend. Word of mouth is the best way to get us new listeners. All right. Well, Brian, since you are here with us, I know there's some news. What else can be listened to on our network?
Well, we're finally getting caught up with Strange New Worlds. We released episode 7. Episode 8 is almost ready to go. And soon after episode 8, episode 9 will be ready to go because that one's already edited. And then we have episode 10 to still record. So we'll probably take care of that and record Lower Decks this week. So we'll try to release them around the same time. And my plan is to do things a little differently, a lot faster. So it's going to be a lot more raw, just because the way I'd been doing it before was going way too slow. So yeah. And so far, the way that I did episode 8, even though it took me a long time to get to it, the actual cutting up of episode 8 to release it, it's going quite fast. So
good.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, we have more episodes of Strange New Worlds, the Star Trek Strange New Worlds talk through coming out. And then we have to go back and release the Picard, and in most of the cases, record the Picard episodes. So we'll get to that kind of, at this point, we'll probably do that after Lower Decks, I think. And then Lower Decks starts on Thursday. So
Yes.
Yay.
Awesome. Yay. I know. Yeah. And then you guys can hear all of us again and talk about Lower Decks.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
And I was worried that I was going to miss that, but thanks to certain things, I'm not going to. So,
yay! No, that's yes. Good news. Good yes. News. Oh, well, if you're looking for more about the Star Trek podcast, you can go to facebook.com/group/StarTrekTTMpodcasts with an S.
And we should also mention Kim and husband James are doing the Rebinge DS9 podcast, and they've been going at it for quite a while. There are, I think, 5.5+ seasons into Deep Space Nine. Mm-hmm. And they will also be doing Prodigy when that comes back. So,
yep. Yeah. Awesome. Yep. Go check that out. All right. And, Brian also has a Patreon for the Star Trek group, so you can find those at patreon.com/Brian and Ruthie.
Oh, no. We changed that.
Oh, well, I need to update my doc.
That Patreon is at patreon.com/StarTrekTTM.
Nice. All right. Next week we get the very well hyped, Alpha episode, Tales of the Walking Dead, Season 1, Episode 3, titled D, written by Chang Powell and directed by Michael E. Satrazimus. The description on AMC Plus is a story of Dee's evolution. Dee must revisit her violent past in order to protect her child. So this should be good. I'm sure that they've done some clips. I know that they've released, and I know from the Talking Dead special that they did, they had a bunch of clips on it. So it looks dark. Looks good. All right. Well, so until next time, I'm Kyle.
And I'm LT.
And I'm Brian.
And this is the Walking Dead Talk Through. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.